This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for a significant shift in the landscape, because it's time for a change. Just the world changes, and sometimes people don't really work their way into it well, because nobody likes change, but change is part of what we're all about. If you understand your body and how it changes over your lifetime, how your mind changes, how everything, your friends change, work circumstances change, and a lot of the things that go on, and I think this is part of my philosophy of life, and this comes from having had a lot of knocks up and down. We all do that, too, over the lifetime. It's very difficult to see your blind spots. You can, it's sort of like what we don't know. I like the expression, I know what I know, and I know what I don't know. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't know what they don't know, and therefore it comes back to haunt them. And I think that's true about our blind spots as well. If you can't see what you're missing, if you did, you wouldn't be missing it. So it's kind of a slapback, and I think that's why you need to be a little more humble sometimes, learn every day new things, listen to people who are around you that are here to help and support you, hear me, hear you, wherever you are. If you're running a business, sometimes it's difficult, but it's also important to face what will allow you to grow, and that's to hire people that are smarter than you are, to listen to other people and develop some sort of wisdom to know that what they say is right. Sometimes, not all the times, it works sometimes that way and sometimes it doesn't, but as a small business person, I think sometimes many of us, and we find that in the research done for this program, there are a lot of people that listen to this program that have small businesses that are just under the circumstances of COVID, we're trying to survive. And many of the pressures that have been brought about, as I was talking earlier, the business about what we have all gone through seems to be difficult, in some cases unnecessary. And you can kind of stand back and look at it and say, what the hell are these people thinking? And then, you go about your business. It's part of life and it's part of change. That's why I started with the thoughts that I did with regard to change. Change is not, we've changed so much. And with I was with a dear friend of mine last night. He's one of the farmers that works for me, but he's been a wonderful friend. He's my age, and we've been working on the farm together. I've known him for 25 or 30 years, and he works very closely with me. And we were in a hayfield yesterday, and something went on, and we had to fix something. And then we get to talking about how things are changing and how time is going so quickly. Maybe it's more noticeable to people who are older and closer to the end of the line, but I don't grouse about that, because I feel like every day is worth living, kind of like for those who remember Bishop Fulton Sheen, life is worth living. I remember my mother had that when she first got sick, had that book around, and I think it gave her a lot of support. Just the phraseology, life is worth living, it is, but it depends on what you throw into it. Or maybe it makes it more worth living. But if you have children and you have things that you love doing with your time, maybe that's what makes the time move faster. And I wonder if that went into Chris Wallace's thought, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Chris Wallace, the liberals and the conservatives have tried to make this yet another liberal and conservative reality, whereas I think my read on the Chris Wallace being hired by CNN away from Fox is that he's 74 years old and he wants to make more money, and how much time has he got left? And CNN.
Yeah, and I think CNN needs the credibility too.
Absolutely. Right.
Especially with a crowd that is more conservative. Unfortunately for them, I don't think many of the conservatives at Fox embraced Chris Wallace, so I don't know how many of them are going to follow him, but certainly I think he probably has something to blame, or to gain, excuse me, not to blame, because he gets probably some good money.
Yeah.
It's probably maybe less work, I think, because he would do a lot to promote Fox News Sunday during the week at Fox. So I don't know. Maybe there's
this is supposed to be a daily thing, though, Jen. Is there?
Is he doing daily? I thought it was only once a week.
No.
Oh, so then it's more work. Maybe it's just more money. Maybe he wants to finish out with more money.
He's the chief anchor, apparently, for their streaming service, CNN Plus. And you're right. They need some credibility because their credibility is shot to hell. And they, for good reason, because they had guys like Cuomo there, but it's just the normal tone of things. And then there were those, you know, you're never going to make the conservatives, unfortunately, happy because they don't want to hear it. And you're never going to make the liberals happy with Fox because they don't want to hear it. Even though you can see Fox is toning down some of its programming, not all of it, but he also had an impact. That show was the most watched of the Sunday. That's really an interesting. It used to be NBC and Meet the Press was the most watched. And then, you know, the CBS thing was a close second, Face the Nation. And then ABC, you know, kind of tried to do the same thing. But when Chris Wallace went to Fox, and then as it built over the years, whether it's credibility, whatever it is, he had a huge impact to the point where, as far as I understand it, the Fox News Sunday show was the most watched of the Sunday morning news shows. And it is because of him. Now, he comes from that family. Mike Wallace was his father. He looks like his father. He sounds like his father. But he's not his father. He's different in many different ways. I think he is, anyway. He was at ABC before he went to Fox. And he served as NBC's chief White House correspondent before that. So he's been around and been through all of these circles. And so I just think that his impact against them, they'd rather hire him and get him out of there so they can have some impact. I think their Sunday show, though, is awful. I haven't seen it for a while, but last time I saw it, it was awful. They didn't even really register. It was ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, and the CNN Sunday. Isn't Jake Tapper, is he still doing it?
Yeah, it's State of the Union, Jake Tapper, yep.
Yeah, but what do you think about it, Jennifer? Am I right in my reading?
Well, I kind of watch all of them, and I got to tell you, mm-hmm. the Sunday shows are just not my jam. I watch them because I prep my show, and so I kind of keep an eye out. To me, they are, it's a lot of people who have a lot to say. It's almost like when someone's selling a book and you see them on Kelly and Ryan. You see them on The View. You see them pound. So it's a lot of those same people who bounce around. You do get good hosts who will ask good questions. And I've got to say that Chris Wallace, who I do think kind of leans a little bit more to the left for my liking, is one of the people that I would put on the list of fairly good journalists. I would put him, I would put Jake Tapper on that list, even though I think they lean away from where I do politically. I can see where they lean. Forget that.
But
I don't care if they lean away from me politically.
Right. But
let me rephrase.
Yeah.
I don't care where they lean politically. I don't want to know. Is the bottom line. A good journalist will never tell you where they are leaning.
Yeah.
And so I can kind of tell where Chris Wallace and Jake Tapper go, but much less often than I can some other journalists. So I think that they both do a good job. I just think that sometimes it's overplayed. When you have Adam Schiff on four different morning shows in one week, it's like, okay, we get it. Adam Schiff has a story to tell.
Guest booker out to lunch.
like
what happened?
It's like, or you know, and but what is kind of fun, like on Chris Wallace's last program on Fox this week, he had Bill de Blasio on. Now, Bill de Blasio would typically be on some of those other shows, but he wouldn't come on Fox. And so I think that was kind of the standout for me. When you have unusual guests showing up in places where you don't think they should be, then that, I think, creates a more interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just is interesting. For some reason or other, I hadn't the slightest idea. Last night I was on Facebook, and I happened to be Facebook friends with Heidi Harris, who's kind of off the wall. Can I go to that place, Jennifer? You know Heidi Harris.
I'm not allowed to say. No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Who is this person? Just for people who don't know.
Yeah, she's been she's sort of put herself into a circle of hosts that she doesn't really belong in, but yet she's been able to sort of promote herself into a situation. She's from Las Vegas. She's been on every talk station in Las Vegas. She went to L.A. for a while, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, at my station.
On your station.
It up.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I watched Warren Eckstein does his show on Facebook, and I've seen it a couple of times, but I'm not really free on Saturdays when he does it, so I don't make a habit of it. So last night I went on to Facebook, and for some reason or other she messaged me, or I got it, and so I clicked onto the message, and I went to her. She was doing her Sunday night program live, and so I'm watching her on Facebook in a break. Talk to some of the listeners that are obviously back and forth messaging her, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not going to say what I really was thinking, but you can tell from my tone, I'm just wondering why anybody, and because we've been asked to do this program on Facebook, and I have said no for any number of reasons, and the ladies don't want to be dressed up and make.
Hey, thank you. Because I'd like to tell you it's 4:16 right now.
Yeah, all right. For Jennifer is. And so, and I'm in my bathroom, and I'm pretty comfortable focusing on the program and not how I look. And frankly, how even I sound. I guess I should be more because I've had a little touch of cold over the last 3 or 4 days, and it's long gone, but it sounds like it's still here. But the idea is, how do you make yourself look your best and be conscious of what's being seen, and then, you know, what I saw didn't appeal to me. It wasn't appealing. I wanted to...
Was it just a studio shot? Like just her...
She does it from her kitchen, doesn't she?
No, she's in some kind of a studio that she set up with.
Oh, okay. Because there was a thing that she was doing on her, like, from home, too.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, but this is not a shot at Heidi Harris, necessarily, although it sounds like it. I think there are a lot of people who are better at this than she is. How's that for being for being subtle? Then I start listening to her respond, and what brought me around to think about Chris Cuomo was what she had to say. Oh, yes, we got lots to say about Chris Cuomo, and he leaves in fire. You know what? Let it speak for itself, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think anyone needs to pile on to that one, right?
No.
No, so, but pylon. Did you guys hear the pylon story, though? Not to change the subject.
The producer?
Producer.
Chris Cuomo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Chris Cuomo is involved with the producer's activities, but yeah.
I wouldn't even want to make that connection because, yeah. Look, Chris Cuomo's got his own stuff to deal with. Mm-hmm. But there's a CNN employee who was charged on Friday with 3 counts that he had used a facility of interstate commerce to abuse underage girls. A grand jury in Vermont indicted John Griffin for attempting to entice girls to engage in sexual activity.
20 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 23 at the hour here on the DJV program. There's a lot of talk about Kim Cattrall, Sex in the City, Mr. Big dying. There's no secret. It's no spoiler alert. He's dead. The actor's not dead, but his role is dead. Unless they figure out, like, was it Dallas? Where one of the guys that was there.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, right. It's a dream. It's only a dream. Okay, so. With that as a backdrop, one of the things supposedly that killed Chris Noether's character, the Mr. Big, yeah, this the whole thing. It was so play. I didn't care that much about Sex and the City, but I've always liked Chris Noether as an actor and any part that he was in. I think he's great in The Equalizer. He was great in Law and Order. He's done 100 different parts, and one of them was Mr. Big. So he's come up with this ad. Apparently Peloton came to him after acknowledging that he is on a Peloton bike, and that's where he has his heart attack, and that's when he dies.
The stock dropped 75%. The closing,
are so stupid.
The closing price on Friday, I just had to look this up, $37. That's that hasn't been that low since pre-COVID.
Right.
So this really impacted the business. They had to come up with something better than that was so
that
lame.
That begs the question, Victoria. Did they sign off on this as part of the script? Did they have to? No, not they.
No,
had,
no, no. No,
they didn't know. Yeah.
They didn't know
this. They knew that Jess King, who plays Allegra, is a real Peloton instructor. They knew she was going to be part of it. They knew that the series secured a Peloton, but they had no idea what it was going to be used for, what the storyline of this was going to be, what the scene was going to be. Nor did they donate it. They didn't even give it to them.
No, but
well,
they did better.
They did one better. This new ad has already helped. It's already gone viral. Ryan Reynolds, his production company, did this. It's really good. And this is, to me, this is a much more efficient way to get your stock price way back up again. Now everyone's talking about Peloton in a good way. So it's better than a lawsuit.
All right, so here's the background here is that because the fans have been shocked because Big dies, he's on his 1,000th ride on a Peloton bike. And so Peloton, is, as Victoria just aptly put it, the stock went into the tank last week after it became known what happened on the show. So Peloton called up Chris Noether, and they must have put this together right after the weekend. I mean, the stock didn't go together until Friday, so this must have been something that they really went to Ryan Reynolds' ad company and said, hey, we better do this fast. So,
or he approached them. Ryan Reynolds is very...
Reynolds?
No, Ryan Reynolds is very entrepreneurial like that. He owns a lot of different companies, and I could easily see him calling Peloton and saying, hey, look, you guys need help, and I've got a great idea. Because his company produced it, and it's a really effective ad.
So you hear Reynolds coming in as the narrator. He rattles off a quick-paced list of facts about the health advantages of cycling. So let's listen as the ad starts. Somewhere there's an ad. And of course, it doesn't want to work. Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry. And just like
starting now.
It didn't work. Maybe somebody was on the Peloton.
Take it again. Take
maybe
two.
Maybe our studio is powered by a Peloton.
Yeah. And maybe he says he can't make it. Well, we had it, but anyway. He starts
it's a bummer.
Out, well,
it's a cute ad.
Yeah, well, we'll get it because I want to listen to it myself. Cycling strengthens your heart muscles, lowers resting pulse, and reduces blood fat levels. And then he sneaks in. He whispers, he's alive.
Like, no hesitation either. He just goes straight through it. He's alive.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we'll get the, because I think it is certainly, of all the things that's trending today, Jay, there's nothing that's trending more than the fact that Big is dead, that Kim Cattrall is really angry about how she was written out of the show, and that Peloton's coming back to try to get some stuff. I know it's very expensive, the bikes. Although, wasn't there a promotion, Victoria? Didn't you talk about some kind of a promotion for Christmas? They were selling them a lot cheaper than...
You do like a payment plan. It was like $50 a month.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, so that's that story for now. 28 after the hour.
Hear that? The holiday clock is ticking, meaning it's time to head to Ulta Beauty to get more names checked off your list. Because let's be honest, time is running out. But you have us on your side, and we have more of everything on your list. More fragrances, more palettes, more gift sets, and more deals on beauty than ever before. So what are you waiting for? Add those last-minute gifts to your basket and celebrate crossing more off your list. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Associated Press is reporting the death toll from last weekend's tornadoes and storms that hit six U.S. states increased to 88 Monday, including 74 in Kentucky. President Biden last night declared a major disaster in Tennessee and issued an emergency declaration in Illinois one day after declaring a major disaster in Kentucky. Representative Liz Cheney, the vice chair of the mostly partisan January 6 committee, gathered Monday night to advance contempt of Congress charges against former Congressman Republican Mark Meadows.
Mr. Meadows received numerous text messages, which he has produced without any privilege claim, imploring that Mr. Trump take the specific action we all knew his duty required.
Mr. Meadows on Fox News.
Executive privilege that Donald Trump has claimed is his to waive. It's not mine to waive. It's not Congress's to waive. And that's why we filed the lawsuit.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee gathered Monday to advance contempt of Congress charges against former North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows. Mr. Meadows on Fox News Monday night.
Well, listen, they want to talk about the part that fits their narrative. And what we do know, and one of the things that is coming out more and more clearly each and every day is that everyone condemned what happened in terms of the breach of the security on the Capitol on January 6th. But what we also know is that President Trump wanted to make sure that the people that came, that there was a safe environment for that kind of assembly. And I've said that publicly before, the 10,000 National Guard troops, that he wanted to make sure that everything was safe and secure. And yet, the way that some of the Democrats are spinning this, trying to spin some nefarious purpose, I think at the end of the day, they're going to find that not only did the president act, but he acted quickly. And in doing all of that, it's important, with this contempt vote that's coming up tomorrow, there's a very high probability that they will refer me for criminal contempt to DOJ, be turned over to the hands of DOJ. I can say this, that when you look at the criminal component of this, the intent, there's never been an intent on my part.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, developing our strengths together. You know what it was like when you were in school and you didn't get an A? You know, this applies to probably everybody here except Jennifer, but maybe it applies to others. I don't know enough about Jennifer, about Jay's school background. Victoria probably got mostly all A's. I was not.
No,
I love school.
I didn't. No.
But
no.
A's were few and far between.
Right. So, really? But Jennifer, being the goody-goody that she is, got an A in everything. Everything
not
was always.
Always
an A.
Math was hard.
Well, so what did you do to get better at math? What have we all,
worked
as we look
my
back...
butt off.
Yeah.
Went to summer school for geometry.
Did you?
I failed it.
Do you guys want to hear a really...
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear a funny story?
Sure.
So... this is some crazy stuff. So I was, I always struggled with math in school. Like, you give me something to write, I was ready to go. English, history, all that stuff was great, but math was always my struggle. But I always tried to work really hard. My dad was really good in math. He was like valedictorian of his class. Blech. And so he used to always tutor me in math. And, you know, that caused a lot of tension between us because when I didn't get it, he would get mad, then I would get mad. It would be a whole thing. But we would work through it, as a lot of parents do, probably. So... all the way through high school, I was struggling, and I had a geometry teacher. To answer your question, I first learned math in college. In junior college, I, like, had a great teacher, and all of a sudden it just, like, clicked for me, and people were asking me for help, and I thought, are you people crazy? You shouldn't be asking me. But, like, it actually clicked. But I was talking about last week on my radio program in Los Angeles, I was talking about how geometry was just awful for me, and I had this teacher who would, like, you could pass the test if you wrote go UCLA, and he would give you points for the questions that you didn't know. And he was the singer of the song Happy Days. He was Pratt McLean. He was Gerald McLean from Pratt and McLean, who did the theme song to Happy Days. And so I talk about him on the air.
Like, that's his voice? Sunday, Monday. That's
Monday,
him?
Happy Days.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Him, yeah. And okay. So we
and
were just kind of laughing. He was a math teacher. He went into geometry and was teaching me geometry at my Catholic high school. And so I said, yeah, it didn't work out so well. You know what I mean? That day, I get a phone call from him who had, I guess he had some spy living in Los Angeles who heard me talking about him, contacted him. He's retired up in the Bay Area now and called me and said, hey, I heard you were talking about me on your show. And went through the whole thing about how he was a singer, but he got into drugs, and then he wrote a book, and then he became a high school teacher. All this stuff I never even knew. And now I'm in touch with my old geometry teacher who sang Happy Days. How about
but
that?
Wait, was he the good teacher or the bad teacher?
Okay.
So he wanted to clear his name.
Don't rat me out, whoever's listening to the show.
So
that's pretty crazy.
That's interesting. It is crazy. But it's very much the lesson here, and that's what I was talking about. You become a good student if you find your weakness and then work on it. That's kind of what makes us more intelligent. If you're interested in being intelligent, putting your best foot forward, always doing your best and feeling your best, then you try. You don't always accomplish. You don't always overcome your weaknesses. Sometimes they're just tough. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is. But I think when it comes to your job, the time that you spend on your job is probably more than you do. You know, you don't sleep as much as you're at work, and you certainly don't spend that much time with your family, although maybe you would like to. But if you have things that are of value, and you know, it's sort of the school analogy, taking this course, I was lit in fine arts for me at college. I flunked it. And I mean, I flunked it. It was all memorization of pictures and things from artifacts from history, and I had no interest. And it just was. It was a required course of all things, and I generally did okay. I did. I went to all classes. I had all the material. I really was able to capture. I got out of Heidelberg. I think I had a 2.95. It didn't. Those things never spoke to me. They haven't then, and they don't now. And I'll give you an analogy. I probably would have been better if I had come across or I had trained myself to learn lines, because I used to do commercials, television commercials, and I would ad lib. They gave me a script. I even went so far as to have an IBF or whatever they call them in my ear, so that somebody would be telling me the lines as I'm reciting them, because I would just go off on, you know, okay, this is why this is good. Kind of like the way I do commercials here. It's just, I'm not looking at a script. I just take stuff and what I know and put it all together. And it never served me, because I never really got, I get a lot of radio commercials because I got a script and I read it and it gets produced and that's the end of it. But to do a television commercial, for some reason, it just, nah, never. And I kind of always have regretted that I didn't see that, because I felt they would be better served if they listened. My ideas were better than theirs, so I thought. So, no, it doesn't work that way. All right, speaking of commercials, we've sort of got the build up. Phil, can you push a button now and actually get the Peloton commercial? Okay. So to go back over this, we've had a lot of fun talking about Mr. Big dying. And we've had a lot of attention, you know, this whole thing. I also saw something that Kristen Davis is angered by the criticisms that she and Cynthia Nixon and Sarah Jessica Parker are old. Huh?
There's been so much misogyny thrown at the three women in the show. And the first thing I thought of when I saw the opening scene, I was like, they all look great. What are people talking about?
They look so good.
They do.
But it is what happens. You get a, I don't look the same now.
People think that they can
now.
Tell you everything about the way you look. And it's like, I'd like to see you, sir.
So, by the way,
exactly.
Phil, when we had the, I don't know if you picked up on this, we had the Radio America Christmas party and 35th anniversary last Thursday in Washington. And McFadden was trying to, he was pointing the picture that was taken a few years ago of me. Well, you don't look like that anymore at all. Well, in fact, I think I do look like that. So, Phil, this is up to you. Count your words carefully. Do you think, because you've never met me
Here's
before.
Here's the right answer, Phil.
you saw that. You saw that picture that it was posted in the lobby, and then you saw me walk into the studio. So it wasn't like you couldn't have, you didn't mistake me for
and
somebody
Phil
else.
And Phil said, can I help you? Can I help you, sir?
No, but seriously. Do I look like that picture that was taken a few years ago? Honest and true.
How long ago was a few years ago before Phil answers? How long ago is really a few years ago?
Those pictures, though, it goes back to Meredith being my life. We had pictures taken. Yeah, I guess it's five. It's been since 2017.
Because sometimes you've said things like, you know, it was last week. And it was like, no, it was 2008. You know, I just want to know.
But see, I think I look just like that. I think I still look just like that. But let's get an objective opinion. Go ahead, Phil. That extra raise that I just promised you on Thursday, don't worry about that. Being an influencer in.
Poor Phil.
I think you look fantastic, Doug.
I will say this.
Do I look like that picture? That's the question.
I don't know.
Like
I mean, the rest of us don't know what the picture looks like.
No,
so.
I thought I would recognize you immediately when you walked in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Phil sent us a picture of you and Phil together, and I showed Lewis because we just saw you a month or so ago, and I said, "Wow!" I said, "Doug looks great." I mean, I didn't think that was my first thought. I thought that it was a really good picture of you. So. I don't know what's on the wall, but I don't know what... I mean, Rich McFadden, like, you know, consider the source, you know? I love Rich, but, like, he loves to make you feel any which way
he
wants.
Yeah, right. That's right. Exactly. And he can play me like a fiddle because he knows me as well as he does. All right, anyway, hey, Phil, send me that picture so we can post it on the... we never posted it, actually. Right. So we should do that. All right. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're still stuck... in Zooland here when it comes to Mr. Big dying and the whole strain that's going on with Sex and the City. At least all the publicity's got to be helping people. What's this all about? I got to go check out the show. So the producers must be loving this. So meanwhile, what we did was set up the ad. Last week, Peloton stock went down like a rock after it was noted that Chris Noth is on a Peloton bike, has a heart attack, and dies on the show. So... And there's apparently a real instructor in this ad now that he must have over the weekend with Ryan Reynolds' company. They put together an ad which basically plays on him dying, but he's not really. And so here's Ryan Reynolds doing the announcer bit.
To new beginnings.
To new beginnings. You look great.
Well, I feel great. Should we take another ride? Life's too short not to.
And just like that, the world was reminded that regular cycling stimulates and improves your heart, lungs, and circulation, reducing your risk of cardiovascular diseases. Cycling strengthens your heart muscles, lowers resting pulse, and reduces blood fat levels. He's alive.
But he's alive at the end is, I think only Ryan Reynolds can deliver that line the way that
just
he did.
Throw it in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, but
I don't understand people that watch a TV show. I mean, people get killed in all sorts of ways on a TV show. Why in the world would they be like, oh, he dropped dead on his bike. I better get rid of mine. Like, I don't know. It's like, how do people even walk outside if they watch Law and Order or NCIS?
Right.
Or
mm-hmm. I think it speaks to, A, how attached everyone is to Mr. Big and to the legacy that he's left. Chris Noth, I don't think anyone else could have played that role the way that he did. And the love that he and Carrie Bradshaw have. And then to see him be, it's kind of, I think it was surprising at least for me, it was surprising that Peloton was really, like, singled out. It wasn't just, it could have been a generic spin bike. There are a million other brands. But the fact that it was, like, an active Peloton class that he was talking about, he mentions the bike numerous times.
Numerous
it was just
times.
So, yeah, it was so surprising that they really targeted Peloton the way that they did. And, you know, as we said, look what happened. The stock dropped 75%. On Friday at closing hours to $37. I mean, the company really needed to do something, and Ryan Reynolds' production company seems to be the answer, because now everyone's back up like, oh, okay. I think we also needed to see Mr. Big actually alive again. I feel like that gave me a little bit of solace.
Yeah.
All you got to do is watch The Equalizer, and you're all set there.
I thought about that. I'm like, you know, I think I need to watch The Equalizer more now. I need to see more of him.
He has really been responsible. He's played some of the most iconic characters in terms of New York television. If you think about the guys that have been detectives on Law and Order, who stands out more than him and than Jerry Orbach? In that entire 20-some-odd year reign of Law and Order, it's those two guys, and they basically started. He was a kid. Think about it. He's 67 now. He was like 27, 28 when he got that role as a detective. Now, let me just...
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I can. I've got it on the tip of my tongue, though. Logan. He was Logan. So, anyway, the roles he's played have been very fortunate. And then I think the role he's got in The Equalizer is pretty memorable. So, does he have his gray hair, or did they blacken it in Sex and the City? Because his hair is turning gray.
It wasn't as gray as it is on The Equalizer, but it was also a lot shorter in Sex and the City. So I think that I thought he looked great. But a lot of people also said by the size of his belly, it did not look like he's done 1,000 rides on Peloton. So I don't know. Everybody's a critic.
Right. That's true. But I think that and they must have done something with him, because he's not that big normally. You know, his regular appearance is one quite healthy. So, at any rate, you can do almost anything you want. In the pictures, 48 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off the Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15%, 20%, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Select styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I-53 after the hour, how not to improve your home. From the host of the Money Pit, Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, is here with the Q&A from a lot of people that listen. But we both have experiences that we want to talk about and share with you. Tommy is redoing his basement. So he's mixing the concrete himself down there. And the way you just described it, I have you describe it for people listening. It sounded to me like it would be an episode of the Keystone Cops or maybe the Three Stooges, right?
Felt a little bit like that, yeah. Yeah. So I got a really old house, and I have a brick floor in the basement. So we took the bricks out. I mean, they're like 130 years old. And I divided it up into sections, and I'm mixing up with a very small concrete mixer, about 2 bags of concrete at a time, plus water. I figured out it weighs about 135, 140 pounds. For that much concrete. So I drag the mixing pan out from under the mixer, tilt it up, and dump it in these little squares that I'd formed. Well, so one time this weekend, as I was getting a bit tired, I lifted this up again, went to tilt it, and my feet slipped out from under me, Doug, and I went right down into the
top.
Hands and face.
I want to see it. Did you get somebody to take a picture? I want to see.
Oh, I got a picture of it. Yeah.
Send a picture. I think that's cool. Well, I was telling you also, we all have house projects, home improvement projects, and I waited till this time of year because the painters were getting crazy with the prices, and I figured, well, I'll wait until they only can work inside, and maybe that'll affect the price somewhat. And it seemed to have a little bit. So I hired these guys to redo some of the downstairs and some of the upstairs. I had some ceilings. I just don't like looking at the ceilings where if there's peel on that kind of stuff. So they redid that, and then the den and kitchen area was just dark, and I didn't like that. So anyway, the point is that in preparing the walls and the ceiling, There was a lot of dust created. And they have vacuum right. cleaners, and they're doing their best to try to get all of the dust out, but they didn't. So I can run my hands now over the top of the radiators, over the top of the window right. sills, and there's this fine little white powder. Yeah.
Stuff that gets out into the air.
Yeah. yeah.
So a way to deal with that is, if you think about it, what you want to do is create sort of like a depressurization of the rooms you're working in. And the easy way to do that is if you could pop open a window and stick like a regular old, like window fan in it, point it out so now it's sucking air out of the house, right? Mm-hmm. And then open a door or window on the opposite side. So you create this sort of flow of air from the room you're working in to the outside. This keeps fresh air moving in and the dusty air moving out. Now, of course, it's winter, you know, it could get a little cold depending on where you live, but that's a way to sort of manage the excessive dust that gets into the air during a project like that.
All right. Good idea. Words of the wise, as they say. One of our listeners named Beth wants to know if she can tile an outdoor porch. Is that at this time of year? Is that the question, or you know, at any?
Yeah, she. You know what? You know what? She has extra tile from some project, and she thought it would look cool on her porch or sidewalk. And she's wondering if she could do that, or whether it would be too slippery. And it's a great question because certain types of tile are really not designed for wet locations. There's a rating on tile called the coefficient of friction, which basically is how slippery is the surface, and it starts at zero and it goes up. From there, zero means it's got no friction, yeah. and it goes up from there to have some friction. So, for example, if you use a tile that's like terracotta or quarry tile, that's going to be very slip resistant. But if you use the kind of tile that you typically see on a bathroom wall, that's going to be super slippery and dangerous. So you have to be careful with tiles like that in any wet location, because it really could be something that's just terribly slippery in the slightest rainfall.
One of the things the Money Pit is known for is the amount of information that's there, not only in the radio program that's heard around the country every weekend, but the Money Pit podcast. So what's the new thing? What's the latest on your podcast?
Yeah, so episode 2160 is up right now on the website. Go to moneypit.com/podcast. We tackle three topics as well as take your questions. The first one is there's a new Energy Star program that sort of guarantees energy efficiency. It's certified contractors that perform energy tests of your home to identify kind of where it is now, and then they propose repairs, but then they have to certify it again on the way out. The thing is, though, the certifications are done by third parties, not the guy actually doing the work. So that's kind of a cool way to know that if you're going to invest in energy efficient improvement, it actually is going to work. Plus, we talk about refinishing old bathtubs and extended warranties. This is a really annoying thing to me, Doug. Every time you go to a store and they go, hey, do you want an extended warranty right. like that? You buy a tube bucks. Of caulk. Do you want an extended right. warranty?
mm-hmm. It's like they're really telling you it's a piece of junk. And, yeah, right? I mean, that's it. We don't stand, we stand behind it, but not very far. Get out of the way when it blows up. All right, there it is. Check it out. Money Pit Podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. It's 59.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.